Track 8. Today, in the Western world, you can choose how and where to marry. The ceremony can take place in a religious building, for example, a church or temple, or it can be in a town hall, registry office, or even outside in a garden or park. The key thing is to be married by someone who has the authority to do so, a religious figure or a civil one. You can even have a themed wedding if you choose. In the United States, if you go to Las Vegas, you can be married in no time at all by an official dressed as Elvis, if that's what you want to do. In medieval times too, marriages could take place anywhere. Although some people married in church, actually, they married outside the church doors and then went inside, which was not too good if it was raining. You could get married in a pub, by the side of the road, at a friend's house, or even in bed. You also didn't need anyone official, just the agreement of the two people who wanted to marry. Unlike today, where you need permission from your parents, if you want to get married in England before the age of 18 and 16 in Scotland, you did not need any permission back then. Though girls had to be 12 years old at least and boys 14. In practice, however, especially in the middle and upper classes, marriages were arranged by parents. Not for love, but for money, land, and power. The girl would bring an amount of money or land, called a dowry, to her husband's family, and agreements were made before the marriage to make sure children and partners were provided for in the event of death, a bit like prenups today. Even the poor could have their marriages arranged and were expected to ask their lords for permission to marry.